Again, we're grateful to have our missionary guests with us this evening. And the ministry is outside of Mexico City. And Bruce and Brother Alan will be going to Mexico City for, I guess you're spending a couple days there, on Tuesday. So that's interesting. But so with that, please be in prayer for Bruce and Martin and Alan Webster as they'll be traveling for about 12 days, did you say? In different places in Mexico. I'm always anxious to hear where Bruce is going to be and just trying to remember if I've been to most of the places they're going this time I have been in the past. So that's a blessing to think of different brothers and sisters in Christ that are in those churches. Please pray for Brother Rivas and what was your last name again, Brother? Joshua Solis. So pray for them as they come. Our dear brother Joshua had surgery on his leg, and he's the driver. It was the left leg, okay, and the interpreter this evening, and so we appreciate them coming this evening. Brother Rivas, introduce your dear wife for us as well, and so you men come. This will be Brother Alan will be won't be hearing too many much English unless he's talking to Bruce while he's in Mexico. It's always a pleasant surprise when I was traveling with Bruce's dad Milton and I'd run into somebody that spoke English when I would be down in Chiapas, because those are kind of few and far between there. Amen, brother. Thank you so much.
Muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Doy gracias a Dios por habernos traído a esta iglesia.
And I thank God for bringing us here to this church today.
Estamos agradecidos con el pastor y con cada uno de ustedes.
I'm very thankful for your pastor and for each and every one of you.
Queremos presentar un video y después les estaremos explicando un poco más del ministerio.
We're going to show you a video and then after that we'll speak a little bit about the work we're doing in Mexico.
deeply rooted in the palm communities of Mexico. Every summer, Pastor Leonardo and his wife Nola organize vacation Bible schools. Many children have participated in these events and have been saved. Twice a week, Pastor Leonardo takes the Word of God to a nursing home where approximately 40 grandparents are gathered to listen to him and to accept with great joy the Word of God. He assumes the responsibility of Romans 1:16 to share first with the Jew, and has organized events where numbers of Jews have heard the good news of the gospel. Today, more than ever, people are looking for a way out, a solution to all their problems. Unfortunately, many people are dying without knowing Jesus Christ. The Rivas family still have hope that God can save many people by using them as His instruments. They know that carrying the gospel in these times has become a real challenge because of the pandemic. But it is in this moment that they are willing to give their utmost effort to complete the race that God has set before them. During this time, Brother Leonardo has been reminded of the charge given in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The Rivas family will continue to be that little light of hope to illuminate the path of those who need it. The only thing they need is your support to be able to continue fighting and working in the work of God. Let's keep the fire of the gospel burning in Mexico and throughout the world.
Se tuvieron que cerrar las iglesias.
Many churches had to close down.
Se dio una alerta mundial.
There was a global alert.
El auditorio cerró. Pero la iglesia nunca cerró.
But the church never closed.
Porque nosotros somos la iglesia.
Because we are the church.
Empezamos a hacer transmisiones en el Facebook.
We began to broadcast via Facebook.
Enviar mensajes en el WhatsApp.
And we sent messages using the WhatsApp.
Enviando videos con el título La Peor Enfermedad.
And we were sending messages with the title The Worst Sickness.
Mi hermano alistó un video.
And my brother made a video.
Y lo estuvimos enviando a la gente.
And we started to send that out to the people.
Porque la peor enfermedad no es el coronavirus.
Because the worst illness wasn't coronavirus.
Entendemos que es el pecado del hombre.
We understand that it is the sin of man.
Gracias a Dios tuvimos una buena respuesta.
And thanks to God, we had a pretty good response to those.
Mucha gente empezó a preguntarnos más y más de la palabra de Dios.
Many people began to ask us more and more about the Word of God.
Pero también pastores y miembros de otras iglesias.
But also there were pastors and members of other churches.
Me preguntaron si no tenía miedo.
And they would ask me if I was why I'm not scared.
Y yo les decía, ¿miedo de qué?
And I would answer them, scared of what?
Pues de que te mueras.
And they would say, well, that you could die out here.
Le dije, no, yo sé a dónde voy.
He said, no, I know where I'm going.
Pero a dónde tú vas el día que mueras.
Where do you go when you die?
Nosotros sabemos que vamos al cielo por causa de Cristo.
We know that we're going to heaven because of Jesus Christ.
Pero esa gente va al infierno por el pecado.
But there are people that are going to hell because of sin.
Tenemos que predicar, compartir de la palabra de Dios.
And we have to preach and share the gospel of God.
Nosotros nos infectamos en diciembre.
And we were infected in December.
Y si estamos aquí es porque Dios así lo ha querido.
So we're here because God willed it to happen.
Gracias a Dios nos dio salud.
Thanks to God, He gave us our health.
Dios nos permitió estar con ustedes.
He permitted us to be here today with you.
Con un propósito.
With a purpose.
Amen. De poderles mostrar el trabajo que Dios está haciendo en el Estado de México.
To be able to show you today the work that God is doing in Mexico.
Porque lo que ustedes vieron en el video.
Because what you saw in the video just now.
Es por la gracia de Dios.
It's by the grace of God.
Amen. Pedimos de sus oraciones.
We ask for your prayers.
Pedimos que nos apoyen.
And that you help us.
Cada día orando por nosotros.
By praying for us daily.
Para alcanzar a más gente.
To reach more people.
Estamos empezando a ir a diferentes pueblos.
And we're beginning to go out to different towns.
Pueblos muy pobres.
Poor towns.
Y estamos compartiendo el evangelio.
And we're sharing the gospel with them.
Pero la gente tiene hambre.
But the people there, they're hungry.
Los niños tienen hambre.
The children are hungry.
Y Cristo nos ha enseñado.
And Christ has shown us
que Él suplía las necesidades físicas.
That he supplies the physical needs as well.
Para suplir también las espirituales.
And he does this to before he supplies the spiritual needs.
Nosotros les empezamos a llevar sándwich.
And we started to take them sandwiches.
O algún otro tipo de comida.
Or some other types of food.
Tal vez es lo único que van a comer esos niños.
Many times that's the only thing that these children are going to eat all day.
Pero por un momento.
But for just a moment.
Puedo ver los rostros alegres de los niños.
I can see the happy faces of these children.
Emocionados de ver la camioneta de Ebenezer.
They're happy to see the Ebenezer church van coming.
y ver en sus rostros,
and we see in their faces,
que lo que estamos haciendo está bien.
We see in their faces that what we're doing is a good thing.
Y nos anima para volver a seguir haciéndolo.
And it encourages us to do it again.
Les pedimos de su apoyo.
So we ask for your help.
Para que estén orando por nosotros.
By praying for us.
¿Tienen alguna pregunta?
Do you have any questions or anything? ¿Qué tanto desesperado está México comparando como aquí de acerca del virus?
Es uno de las enseñanzas de mi punto del mensaje.
That's one of the points that I have in my sermon for today.
La religión católica en México es la que gobierna.
The Catholic Church in Mexico is what honestly governs.
Y la gente lo hace, practica esta religión por tradición.
And the people practice this religion there out of tradition.
Porque sus padres lo hicieron, ellos también lo van a hacer.
Because their parents did it, so will they.
Y si alguien deja la religión de los padres,
and if somebody leaves the religion of their parents,
son señalados por los demás.
They're singled out by the rest of them.
Pero ¿qué no Dios nos dijo que no seremos amados por el mundo?
But isn't it Christ that tells us that we're not going to be loved by the world?
¿Qué bueno hay en el mundo?
What good is there in the world?
Y yo les digo, hermanos, tiene que usted aprender de la palabra de Dios.
And I tell them, brethren, you have to learn the word of God.
Para que crezca en el temor de Dios.
So that you can grow in the fear of God.
Para que crezca en el conocimiento de Dios.
So that you can continue to grow in knowing God.
Y que tenga compasión y misericordia de ellos.
And that you can have compassion and mercy on them.
Porque un día nosotros así estábamos como ellos.
Because one day we were like them.
Tiene que dar un buen testimonio.
We have to give a good testimony.
Tiene que estar enseñando la sana doctrina.
We have to have a sound biblical doctrine.
Y un día,
and one day,
después de orar a Dios,
after praying to God,
pueden llegar a los pies de Cristo.
They can come to the feet of Christ.
Así que no hay que desesperarnos.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Y le digo que es igual que en Estados Unidos.
And I say that it's the same thing here.
Porque aquí la religión es cristiana.
Because here the religion is Christian.
Es la que nos inculcaron nuestros padres.
And that's what has been indoctrinated by our parents.
Es cuando nos llevaban de pequeños a la iglesia.
That's when they took us as children to the church.
Y si alguien hace otra cosa,
and if somebody does something else,
lo señalamos.
We single them out.
Se parece la religión de México a la religión de los Estados Unidos.
And often it appears like the religion that we see in Mexico, the religion that we see here.
Por eso es que tenemos que ser verdaderos cristianos.
That's why we have to be true Christians.
Y ahorita vamos a entrar en el tema.
And here we'll go into the sermon.
¿Alguien más?
Another question?
What's one of your biggest needs right now for your ministry?
¿Qué es una de las más grandes necesidades en el ministerio?
Los recursos.
The funds.
Yeah,
después, fuera de los
fuera
recursos.
De ello, es la disposición de los hermanos.
the disposition of the brethren.
Porque se les enseña de la sana doctrina.
Because we teach them a sound doctrine.
Se les enseña la necesidad de predicar el evangelio.
And we show them the need to preach the gospel.
Pero no lo hacen.
But they don't do it.
Muchos piensan que es la religión católica no me deja predicar.
Many think that it's the Catholic Church that doesn't allow us to preach.
En este lugar podemos predicar.
And here we can preach.
Hubo una situación en el pueblo.
And there was a situation there in the town.
Que unos vándalos querían entrar a robar en todo el pueblo.
And a band of people came to rob people and places all in the town.
Pero fue una falsa noticia.
But it was false news.
Ahora se concentró el pueblo en un solo lugar.
And most of the townspeople concentrated themselves in one place.
Y yo estaba ahí.
And I was there.
Y la gente empezó a decir.
And the people began to say.
Y el sacerdote.
And the priest.
El sacerdote católico, ¿dónde está?
Where's the Catholic priest?
Está encerrado en la iglesia católica.
He had closed himself up in his Catholic church.
Y dice, ¿cómo es posible que estas personas que son de otra religión vengan a apoyarnos?
And we said, how is it possible that these people from another religion are coming here to help us?
Y yo les dije,
and I told them,
porque queremos que el evangelio llegue a sus vidas.
Because we're here because we wanted the kingdom of God and his gospel to come into your lives.
Y si tenemos que entregar las nuestras para que ustedes puedan tener vida en Cristo, lo vamos a hacer.
And if we have to give up what we have to so that you can hear the gospel, then we'll do it.
Así lo hizo nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And that's what we see that what Christ did for us.
Amen. Hay libertad de predicar el evangelio.
There's liberty to preach the gospel.
Pero a veces los recursos no son los suficientes para abarcar a más gente.
But often there's the resources are not enough to reach more people.
Solamente quiero compartirles un poco del ministerio de la Casa Hogar Sublime Gracia.
I also wanted to share with you just a little bit of information about Amazing Grace Children's Home.
Es totalmente aparte de la Iglesia Ebenezer.
This work is totally separate of my ministry at Ebenezer Church.
Son dos diferentes ministerios.
They're two different ministries.
El ministerio de la Casa Hogar está a cargo mi padre, el Dr. Leonardo Rivas.
The Amazing Grace Children Home is directed by my father, Dr. Leo Rivas.
Y mi madre, Esperanza.
And my mom, Esperanza.
Gracias a Dios, les ha suplido ya por 22 años.
And thanks to God, he has supplied our needs for over 20 years.
Y en esta pandemia, nunca les faltó nada a estos pequeñitos.
And during this pandemic, these little children haven't needed anything.
Porque Dios ve por el huérfano.
Because God watches after the orphans.
Tenemos dos necesidades primordiales.
We have two primary needs there.
Que estén orando por nosotros.
First, that you continue to pray for us.
Porque el sistema de las casas hogares es de esta manera.
Because the system that Mexico has for children's homes is this.
Lleva el gobierno a los niños a la casa hogar.
The government takes the children to the children's homes.
Nosotros los estamos criando.
And we raise them.
Les damos educación.
We give them an education.
Les damos música.
We teach them music.
Y otras cosas.
And many other things.
Y sobre todo la palabra de Dios en sus corazones.
And above all, we teach and share the gospel of Christ.
Pero llega el momento donde Ellos están en un asunto legal.
But the time comes where they're in a situation, a legal situation.
Que puede ser que el mismo gobierno llegue por los niños y se los lleve.
That the same government that brought them comes to take them away.
Nosotros queremos que se pueda legalizar en nuestra casa hogar.
What we want is that we become legally authorized there at the Amazing Grace Children's Home.
Que puedan quedarse estos niños hasta cumplir la mayoría de edad.
So that these children can stay there permanently until they reach a legal age.
Estamos orando para que así sea.
And we're praying that that happens.
Les pedimos de sus oraciones.
We ask for your prayers in that.
La segunda necesidad es con respecto a la electricidad.
The second point that we of need that we have is about electricity.
En estos tiempos ha estado subiendo lo que es la cuota de electricidad.
In these days, the cost of electricity has been rising.
Tenemos una situación de una multa de aproximadamente de 100 mil pesos.
We find ourselves in a situation where there is a fine of more than 100,000 pesos.
Porque la compañía de electricidad dice que como está grande el edificio.
Because the electric company there noted that the building and the compound for the children is pretty large compared to other buildings in the area.
Entonces tienen que pagar más.
So they said, no, because it's bigger, you have to pay more.
Pero son de niños del gobierno.
And we tell them, but this is children that we receive from the government.
Debería de costar menos la luz.
We should be paying less.
Y ahora nos están cobrando mucho más.
And instead they're charging us much more.
Gracias a Dios, Dios ha suplido para la multa.
And thanks to God that He's given us money to pay that fine.
A través de la iglesia, nuestra iglesia, Rogers Baptist Church.
From our church here at Rogers Baptist Church in Garland.
También con otra iglesia.
And partnered with another church.
Pero les hacemos el llamado.
But we called on them.
Si gustan apoyarnos.
And if you would like to help us.
Para comprar paneles solares.
So that we can buy solar panels.
Para generar nuestra propia electricidad.
So that we can generate our own electricity.
El costo es aproximadamente de 300 mil pesos.
The approximate cost is 300,000 pesos.
Y esperando podamos obtenerlos.
And with that we'll be able to sustain ourselves.
Para que no tengamos preocupación de la electricidad.
So that we don't have to be preoccupied with the electric companies.
Si necesitan más información acerca de estos temas.
And if you need more information about them.
Pueden enviar un correo electrónico a nuestra iglesia en Rogers.
You can send an email to our church, rogersbaptist.net.
Y a su brevedad, mi padre, el Dr. Leonardo, estará respondiendo a su pregunta.
And it'll reach my dad, Leonardo Rivas, the director, and he'll respond to you.
Gracias a todos por orar por nosotros.
Thank you for everybody for praying for us.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Estamos.
Sí.
Sí. Manos. Se siente bien. Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias en Mateo capítulo 28.
Let's open your Bibles to Matthew 28.
¿Esta es para mí?
Sí.
¿Ya? Yeah? Ok, thanks. Versículo 19 al 20.
Verses 19 and 20.
Listo.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor Padre Celestial, gracias te damos, Señor, porque tú has bendecido nuestras vidas, nuestra mente, nuestra alma, nuestro espíritu. Ayúdanos a comprender el día de hoy tu palabra, que salgamos de este lugar retados en el corazón, de hacer lo que es correcto para ti, Señor, y que, Señor, tú me utilices para que llegue ese mensaje al corazón de mis hermanos. Gracias te doy por cada uno de ellos, porque, Señor, son tus hijos, que tú sigas hablando a sus vidas. Gracias por todo, en el nombre de nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesucristo. Amén.
Amén.
Me gusta esta iglesia.
I like this church.
Porque no tiene relojes.
Because I don't see a clock anywhere.
Así que no sé a qué hora lo tengo que terminar.
So I have no idea what time I have to stop preaching.
Yo creo que es cuando se empiece a salir la gente.
I guess that's when people just start to leave.
En estos tiempos malos, debemos entender que no todos aquellos que se llaman cristianos son realmente cristianos.
During these times, these bad times, we have to understand that not everybody that calls themselves a Christian is a Christian.
Por lo tanto, debemos mostrar la diferencia entre un verdadero cristiano y un cristiano falso.
It's during these times that we should demonstrate the difference between a real Christian and a false Christian.
El decir soy cristiano ya no es una diferencia.
To say that you're a Christian is no longer showing a difference.
En México me dicen, yo también soy cristiano.
In Mexico, they said, many times they tell me, well, I'm also a Christian.
Soy cristiano católico.
I'm a Christian Catholic.
Soy cristiano mormón.
I'm a Christian Mormon.
Soy cristiano de la luz del mundo.
I'm a Christian of the light of the world.
Y dicen, todos somos cristianos.
And they tell me, everybody's a Christian.
Y eso es falso.
And that is false.
2 Timoteo capítulo 1 versículo 5.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Capítulo 1 versículo 5.
Yeah.
When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that is in thee also.
Dice aquí, trayendo a la memoria la fe no fingida que hay en ti.
It says there, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee.
Comprendemos que Timoteo tenía una fe genuina.
We see there that Timothy had a faith that was passed on to them.
Pero comprendemos que hay gente que no tiene una fe genuina.
But we see there that there is a faith in that there are people that don't have that faith.
Esa fe fingida nos lleva a creer un cristianismo falso.
It is that unfeigned faith that allows us to see the difference in a false Christian.
Ahora, la fe verdadera es creer que verdaderamente Dios es Dios.
Now, the true Christian and faith is to believe, first of all, that Jesus Christ is God.
Y lo que Cristo ha prometido,
and what Christ has promised,
entonces también lo cumplirá.
Is also what he'll complete.
¿Tú lo crees?
Do you believe that?
¿Tú crees que Jesucristo dijo que él iba a venir, va a venir?
Do you believe that when Christ says that he's coming back, that he will come back?
Eso es una fe verdadera.
That is a true faith.
Pero si empezamos a preguntar en situaciones que nos están ocurriendo,
but if we start to believe about the situations that we see about us today,
¿estamos creyendo realmente en Jesucristo?
Are we believing, really believing in Jesus Christ?
¿Estamos seguros de lo que Él ha dicho en su palabra?
Are we sure about what He has said in His Word?
Cuando llegan tiempos difíciles en tu vida,
when difficult times come into our lives,
¿vas a la palabra de Dios para que te consuele?
Do you go to the Word of God to be consoled?
¿Vas a la palabra de Dios para que te dé la solución?
Do you go to the Word of God so that you can get a solution?
¿O vamos a buscar la solución en otro lado?
Or do you go elsewhere to find a solution?
Porque si decimos que tenemos una verdadera fe,
because if we say that we have a true faith,
Es que le estamos creyendo a lo que la Biblia dice.
It's because we're believing in the things that the Bible tells us.
Estamos creyendo que lo que Dios está diciendo, Él lo cumplirá.
That we're, it's be, what we're saying is that what God has said in the Bible, He'll complete.
La fe verdadera.
The true faith.
Es aquella.
It's that thing.
Que confiamos en Dios.
That we have faith in God.
En medio de las tormentas.
In the midst of the storms.
Cuando todo está bien.
When everything is good.
Todos decimos que somos cristianos.
We all say that we're Christians.
Pero cuando estamos en la tormenta.
But it's when we're in the storms.
¿Qué tipo de cristianos somos?
What type of Christian are we?
Déjame darte tres palabras.
Let me give you three words.
Creyente.
Believer.
Discípulo.
Disciple.
Cristiano.
Christian.
Empezamos con creyente.
Let's begin with believer.
Eso empezó cuando nosotros aprendimos del sacrificio de Jesucristo.
That's what happens when we believe and understand in the sacrifice of Christ.
Cuando se te acercaron y te compartieron el evangelio de Cristo.
When people came near and they shared the gospel of Christ and we understood it.
Cuando te dijeron las verdades bíblicas.
When they gave us biblical truths.
Que todos somos pecadores.
That we are all sinners.
Romanos 3:10.
Romans 3:10.
Que el pecado nos separa de Dios.
That it tells us that sin separates us from God.
Romanos 3:23.
Romans 3:23.
Romanos 6:23.
Romans 6:23.
Pero que Cristo murió por nosotros.
But that Christ died for us.
Romanos 5:8.
Romans 5:8.
Romanos 3:24.
Romans 3:24.
Juan 3:16.
John 3:16.
Y nosotros aceptamos a Cristo en nuestro corazón.
And we accept Christ into our hearts.
Romanos 10:9-10.
Romans 10:9-10.
Romanos 10:13.
Romans 10:13.
¿Tú invocaste el nombre del Señor Jesucristo?
Have you invoked the name of Christ?
¿Tú entendiste que eras pecador e ibas al infierno?
Did you understand that you are a sinner and bound for hell?
¿Tú comprendiste que Cristo murió por amor a nosotros?
Did you understand that Christ died for His love for us?
Y hay que aceptar a Jesucristo en nuestro corazón.
And there was a need to accept Christ into our hearts.
Aceptar el sacrificio de Jesucristo.
To accept the sacrifice of Christ.
Aceptar el evangelio de Cristo.
To accept the kingdom of Christ.
Aceptar a Dios en nuestras vidas.
To accept God into our lives.
¿Tú lo hiciste?
Have you done that?
¿Tú eres salvo?
Are you saved?
Si tú murieras en este momento, ¿a dónde irías?
If you were to die in this very moment, where would you go?
¿Tú vas a ir al cielo?
Are you going to heaven?
Entonces eres un creyente.
If so, well then you're a believer.
Si tú ya aceptaste a Cristo.
If you've already accepted Christ.
Eres un creyente.
You're a believer.
Creíste en Jesucristo.
You believed in Christ Jesus.
Creíste en la palabra de Dios.
You believed in the Word of God.
Pero déjame decirte algo.
Let me tell you something though.
Eso no te vuelve cristiano.
That doesn't make you a Christian.
Cuando pasas por esa puerta.
When you pass through those doors.
Y vienes cada domingo.
And you come every Sunday.
Eso no te convierte en cristiano.
That doesn't convert you into a Christian.
Tú eres creyente.
Oh, you are a believer.
Tú estás creyendo en Dios.
You're believing in God.
Tú estás viniendo a los servicios.
And you're coming to the services.
Porque estás creyendo en la palabra de Dios.
Because you are believing in the Word of God.
Eso nos lleva a la segunda palabra.
That'll take us to the second word.
Y eso es discípulo.
And that's a disciple.
El ser discípulo.
To be a disciple.
Es ser un alumno.
Aquiles.
Un alumno.
Is to be an alumni.
¿Y en dónde aprendemos de Dios?
And where do we learn from God?
En la Biblia, ciertamente.
And certainly from the Bible.
Ahora déjame decirte, ¿en dónde te enseña la Biblia?
And let me ask you, where do you learn from the Bible?
¿En dónde?
Where do you learn?
En la iglesia.
In the church. That's right.
Hermano, ¿tú aprecias tu iglesia?
Do you appreciate your church?
¿Tú aceptas lo que Dios habla a través de su siervo?
Do you believe what God says about his servants?
Un discípulo,
a disciple,
es aquel que es creyente,
is that person that is a believer,
y está aprendiendo de Dios,
and is learning about God.
Porque es un alumno.
Because he's an alumni.
Viene a aprender.
He comes to learn.
Es algo nuevo.
It's something new.
Mucha gente que ha creído en Jesucristo,
many people that have believed in Christ,
se queda en sus casas.
They stay home.
¿Cómo van a crecer?
How is it that they'll grow?
¿Cómo van a aprender de la palabra de Dios?
How is it that they're going to learn from the Word of God?
Tienen que venir a la iglesia.
They have to come to church.
Tienen que aprender de Dios.
They have to learn about God.
Para saber la diferencia.
So that they can know the difference.
Entre lo bueno y lo malo.
Between the good and the bad.
¿Qué tenemos que hacer para Dios?
What is it that we have to do for God?
¿Y qué no tenemos que hacer para Dios?
And what don't we have to do for God?
¿Agradar a Dios o desagradarle?
To be grateful to God or to be ungrateful.
La iglesia no solo es una protección en tu vida.
The church is not just a protection that you have in your life.
Sino también te instruye para conocer a Dios.
But it also teaches you on how to know God better.
Vamos a Mateo capítulo 28 versículo 16.
Let's go back to Matthew's 28, or Matthew 28,
verse 16. Dice, pero los 11 discípulos se fueron a Galilea, al monte donde Jesús les había ordenado.
It says, then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
El alumno es aquel que escucha a su maestro.
The alumni that we're talking about is that person that listens to his teacher.
Y el maestro conoce a su alumno.
And the teacher recognizes him.
Y el alumno está aprendiendo del maestro.
And that person is learning from the teacher.
Y empieza a practicar lo que le han enseñado.
And he begins to put into practice those things that he was taught.
Eso se enseñan en las escuelas aquí en Estados Unidos.
That's what our children learn here in the schools here in the United States.
Se enseña en la universidad.
That's what they get taught in the universities.
Está aprendiendo alguna carrera.
They're beginning to learn something.
Y tiene sus prácticas.
And they put those things into practice.
Sí tienen aquí prácticas, ¿verdad?
You have those things here, right?
Porque lo que les ha dicho sus maestros,
because those things that their teachers have taught them,
lo tienen que llevar a la práctica.
They have to put it into practice.
Porque no solamente es el conocimiento,
because it's not just about knowing things,
sino la práctica.
But it's about putting them into action, putting them into practice.
Entonces, hermano, nosotros somos discípulos de Cristo.
And therefore, we are disciples of Christ.
Y tenemos que aprender del maestro.
And we have to learn from the teacher.
Y tenemos que obedecerle.
And we have to obey him.
Tenemos que llevarlo a cabo.
We have to take these things that we learned into completion.
Tenemos que obedecer a los mandamientos de Cristo.
We have to obey the commandments of Christ.
Pero déjame decirte.
But let me tell you something.
En Lucas capítulo 14.
In Luke chapter 14.
Versículo 27.
In verse 27.
Y el que no lleva su cruz y viene en pos de mí no puede ser mi discípulo.
¿Cuál versículo?
14:27.
Oh, 14:27. Excuse me. It says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Aquí no dice, y el que no lleva su cruz y viene en pos de mí, no puede ser salvo.
Here we see that he's saying that he that does not bear his cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple.
La salvación.
The salvation.
No es que te esfuerces en esta vida.
It isn't that we what our goal is that strengthens us.
Que hagas buenas obras.
It's that we do good works.
Entendimos que es creer en Jesucristo.
We understand that it's believing in Christ.
Pero el ser discípulo,
but to be a disciple,
no es simplemente venir y sentarse.
It's not simply coming here and sitting down.
Es llevar la cruz de Cristo.
It's to carry the cross of Christ.
E ir en pos de él cada día.
And to go following him every day.
No cualquiera es discípulo.
Not just every person is a disciple.
Cualquiera puede ser creyente.
Anybody can be a believer.
Cualquiera puede aceptar a Cristo en su corazón.
Anybody can accept Christ into their heart.
Pero no cualquiera puede ser discípulo.
But not everybody can be a disciple.
Porque se tiene que negar a sí mismo.
Because you have to look at yourself.
Tomar su cruz.
And take up your cross.
Y caminar hacia donde está Cristo todos los días.
And follow after Christ every day.
¿Tú eres discípulo?
Are you a disciple?
¿O solamente creyente?
Or just a believer?
Lucas 6:46.
Luke 6:46. And 47. It says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Whosoever cometh unto me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like."
Nosotros le llamamos Señor.
We call him Lord.
Los jóvenes le llaman Señor.
The young people, they call him Lord.
Pero hacemos lo que nuestro Señor quiere.
But do we do what our Lord asks us to do?
El Señor es Jesucristo.
The Lord, our Lord is Jesus Christ.
Los siervos somos nosotros.
We are the servants.
Nosotros tenemos que cumplir con la palabra de nuestro Señor.
We have to comply with the word of God.
Tenemos que hacer la obra de Él.
We have to do His work.
Dice en el versículo 47.
It says there in verse 46.
Todo aquel que viene a mí.
It says everybody that calls unto me.
Y oye.
And
mis
hears
palabras.
Me, hears my words.
Y las hace.
And does them.
No simplemente que se queda aquí en la mente, en los oídos.
And not just simply keeping what he says in our minds.
Sino que baja al corazón.
But that it comes from our minds and into our hearts.
Y lo llevamos a la práctica.
And we put those things into practice.
Porque hoy en día, mucha gente,
because nowadays, many people,
dice que tiene mucha fe.
They say that they have a lot of faith.
La gente que está en esas mega iglesias,
those people that you see in those mega churches,
están como saltando, matando cucarachas.
And they're hopping around like they're killing cockroaches.
Y dicen que tienen fe.
And they say that they have faith.
Pero no son discípulos.
But they're not disciples.
Pero no son creyentes.
But they're not even believers.
Porque si realmente fueran creyentes y discípulos,
because if they were really believers and disciples,
haría lo que el Señor les dice que hagan.
They would do those things that God tells them to do.
Pero en aquel día dirán, Señor, Señor, en tu nombre hicimos milagros.
But there's the people that say in that day that God, Lord, Lord, did we not do what you asked us to do?
¿Y qué les dirá el Señor en aquel entonces?
And what would God tell them there?
Nunca os conocí.
He says, depart from me. I
Pero
never knew
Miguel,
you. But I jumped and I
shouted. Pero le dije a la gente que tenía fe.
And I told all the people that I had faith.
Pero no dices cuánta gente hay en la iglesia.
Didn't you see how many people there were in my church?
Gracias a mí.
Thanks to me.
El Señor le dirá, no te conozco.
And God will tell them, I never knew you.
Al lago de fuego.
And into the lake of fire.
Hermano, usted está en la sana doctrina.
Brethren, do you know the sound doctrines?
No menosprecie su iglesia.
Don't just appreciate your church.
De gracias a Dios cada día por su iglesia.
Give God thanks every day for your church.
De gracias a Dios que hay un siervo que predica la sana doctrina.
Give God thanks if there's a servant up here that is preaching a sound of biblical doctrine.
El día de hoy, en estos tiempos,
nowadays, in these times,
la gente predica de todo menos la palabra de Dios.
We see people that are up here preaching about anything but the Word of God.
Lo que va a cambiar la vida de los jóvenes,
the thing that has changed the life of the young people,
no son el entretenimiento.
It isn't an entertainment.
No son los celulares.
And it's not your cell phones.
No es la tecnología.
It's not the technology.
Es la palabra de Dios.
It's the Word of God.
Eso es lo que cambia el corazón del muchacho.
That is what changes the heart of the young people.
Vimos a Timoteo con una fe no fingida.
We see Timothy here with an unfeigned faith.
Así quisiéramos ver a nuestros jóvenes.
That's the way we want to see our young people.
A nuestras señoritas.
Our young ladies.
Que vayan creciendo en el temor de Dios.
That they continue to grow in the faith and the fear of God.
Y que tengan una fe no fingida.
And that they have an unfeigned faith.
Sino que sean entregados para Dios.
And that they completely give themselves to God.
Si se han dado cuenta en las iglesias bautistas,
if you've noticed the church, the Baptist churches,
se ve más gente de la tercera edad.
You see people of the third, second or third generation,
que jóvenes y niños.
Then you see of the young people and children.
No quisiéramos que un día cierren esta iglesia.
We don't want our church's doors to close.
No quisiéramos que un día se demoliera esta iglesia.
We don't want this church to one day die.
Quisiéramos que los jóvenes, las señoritas, se levanten.
What we want is the young men and the young ladies to rise up.
Y ellos tomen el estandarte.
And they take the estandarte. The what?
Flag.
The flag.
Y que ellos vengan y prediquen en este púlpito.
And that they come and they preach in this pulpit.
La sana doctrina.
A sound doctrine.
Que todos los esfuerzos que hicieron ustedes.
And that all of the work that you've done.
Esas horas de oración de tu pastor.
Those hours spent by your pastor of prayer.
Derramando lágrimas por ustedes.
Crying for each and every one of you.
Que no sea en balde.
That they not be in vain.
Y que no un día veamos a una persona que suba a este púlpito.
And that one day that there not be a person that come up to this pulpit.
Y que empiece a enseñar falsa doctrina.
And it comes and teaches the false doctrine.
Tenemos que capacitar a jóvenes y señoritas.
We have to train young men and women.
Que no solamente seamos creyentes.
That they not only be believers.
Sino también discípulos.
But that they also become disciples.
Y llega el momento de que seremos cristianos.
And then they come to the point where they become Christians.
Hechos capítulo 11, versículo 25.
Acts chapter 11, verse 25.
25 y 26 dice, después fue Bernabé a Tarso para buscar a Saulo, y hallándole le trajo a Antioquía, y se congregaron allí todo un año con la iglesia, y enseñaron a mucha gente, y a los discípulos se les llamó cristianos por primera vez en Antioquía.
And then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
¿Cómo se les llamó a los discípulos?
What was it that they called the disciples?
Cristianos.
Christians.
Porque miraban a Cristo en ellos.
And they did that because they saw Christ in them.
Porque eran pequeños Cristos.
Because they were like little Jesuses.
Porque ellos hacían la voluntad de Cristo.
Because they did the will of Christ.
Porque no solamente creyeron.
Because they didn't just believe.
No solamente se adoctrinaron.
They didn't just become indoctrinated.
Y que fueron discípulos de Cristo.
And they were disciples of Christ.
Sino que ahora les toca a ellos.
But now it was their turn.
Poder tomar esa antorcha.
To take that torch.
Para compartir el evangelio a más gente.
And to share that gospel with other people.
Y demostrar que ellos verdaderamente han aprendido de Cristo.
And to demonstrate that they truly had learned from Christ.
Enseñarle a todo el mundo acerca del evangelio.
And to teach the whole world the gospel.
¿Qué no dice, por tanto, ir?
Doesn't it say, go ye therefore?
¿Qué es ir?
What does that mean?
Es estar en movimiento.
Does it say to be here and motionless?
Es estar caminando en las calles.
It means to go out into the streets.
Pero está haciendo mucho calor.
Even though it's hot.
Eso no le detuvo a Cristo venir a caminar aquí en la tierra.
That never kept Jesus from walking around here when he was on earth.
En Israel hace más calor que aquí.
In Israel, it's hotter there than it is here.
Y no entraba un Walmart.
And he didn't go into a Walmart.
Él no entraba a un lugar donde hubiera clima.
And he didn't go somewhere that was climate controlled.
Él continuaba predicando.
He continued to preach.
Él nos puso ejemplo a nosotros.
He gave us an example.
Siendo él el maestro.
Being a teacher.
Nos puso ejemplo a nosotros los alumnos.
He gave us an example.
¿Por qué entonces nosotros no hacer lo mismo por nuestro Salvador?
Why then should we not do the same thing for our Lord?
Traemos la camioneta de Rogers.
We're in the Rogers Baptist van.
El pastor me tuvo confianza en dejarme las llaves de la camioneta.
Our pastor had the confidence in me and left me the keys to the van.
Le dije, ¿estás seguro, pastor?
I said, are you sure about this, pastor?
¿Está asegurada la camioneta?
Is that van insuranced?
Y fui a las tiendas.
And I went into the stores.
La fiesta.
I went to Fiesta.
Y otras tiendas mexicanas.
And other Mexican stores.
Y a la salida pudimos entregar folletos.
And coming out, we were able to pass out tracts.
¿Me dio pena?
Did that bother me? Did it pain me?
No.
No.
¿Por qué me va a dar pena?
Why is that going to bother me? Why is that going to give me pain?
Si estoy entregando la verdad de Cristo.
If I'm giving them the truth of God.
Fuimos a comer a Chipotle.
We went to go eat at Chipotle.
Y no son anuncios.
That's one of the announcements.
Cuando salimos de este lugar, cerraron las puertas.
When we left there, they closed the doors.
Me agarré los folletos que tenía aquí en mi bolso.
And I got the tracts that I had in my pocket.
Y vine corriendo a la puerta.
And I went running to the door.
Empecé a tocar la puerta.
And I began to knock on the door.
Empecé a hacer señas.
And I started to give them some signs that I wanted to speak with them.
Las personas pensaron que se me había olvidado algo.
The people that were working there thought I had forgotten something.
Cuando abrieron la puerta,
and when they opened the doors,
yo le entregué el folleto.
I gave them the tracts.
Y le pregunté cuántos más son allí en la cocina.
And I asked them how many people were working in there.
Me dijeron cinco.
They said five.
Pues aquí están los cinco tratados.
And I said, well, here's five more tracts.
Y déjame decirte antes de que entres.
And let me tell you before you go back inside.
Si tú murieras en este momento, ¿a dónde iría tu alma?
If you were to die at this very moment, where would your soul go?
Hermano, ¿cuándo crees que voy a volver a ver a esa persona?
Brethren, the chances are that I will not be able to see that person again.
Tuve una oportunidad.
I had one opportunity.
Y la tengo que aprovechar.
And I have to take advantage of that opportunity.
¿Cuántas veces nosotros hemos tenido tantas oportunidades?
How many times have we had many opportunities?
Y no lo hemos aprovechado.
And we haven't taken advantage of it.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez?
When was the last time?
Que entregaste un tratado bíblico.
That you taught them something biblical.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que regalaste una Biblia?
Or that you gave somebody a Bible.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que dirigiste a una persona para Cristo?
When was the last time that you dedicated time to talk to somebody about Christ?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que discipulamos a alguien?
When was the last time that you have discipled somebody?
No solamente decir que somos cristianos.
It's not about just saying that you're Christian.
Sino ser verdaderamente cristianos.
But to be a real Christian.
Somos creyentes.
We're believers.
Somos discípulos.
We're disciples.
Pero cuando nos parecemos más a nuestro Señor,
but when we look more like Christ,
podemos decir que somos cristianos.
That's when we can say that we're Christians.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que doblamos nuestras rodillas?
When's the last time that we bent our knees?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que leíste la Biblia?
That when was the last time that you read the Bible?
Y derramaste lágrimas sobre ella.
And you began to cry while reading.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que te emocionaste por un mensaje de la palabra de Dios?
When was the last time that you became emotional over hearing a sermon about the Word of God?
¿Y cuándo fue la última vez que entregaste tu vida a Jesucristo?
And when was the last time that you gave everything of your life for Christ Jesus?
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor Padre Celestial, gracias porque tú, Señor, has puesto este mensaje para la iglesia. Señor, ayuda al corazón de cada uno de mis hermanos. Señor, bendice este lugar. Bendice a cada uno de mis hermanos. Bendice a cada joven y señorita. Bendice a cada niño y niña. Bendice, Señor, al pastor. Bendice a la esposa del pastor. Bendice a todos, Señor. Señor, que haya, Señor, una confrontación en nuestro corazón de hacer cambios en nuestra vida, de venir y poder orar, de poder estar clamándote, de poder ver un avivamiento en este lugar, de poder, Señor, ser un cambio en este mundo, de ser unos verdaderos cristianos que prediquen la sana doctrina y que no sucumban al mundo. Ayúdanos, Padre, a ser esos cristianos que necesitas y que necesita este mundo para llevarles el Evangelio de Cristo. Gracias te doy, Padre Celestial, en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén. Amén. Pastor. Amén.
Amen. We heard the gospel tonight. Heard a challenge to become real Christians. Christians that emulate and the Lord Jesus Christ, being examples of Him. Come ahead, my brother. And Brother DJ, do you have a song for us?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's stand together, beloved. Appreciate our...
Number 337. Amen. Trust.
Amen. As the Lord spoke to your heart tonight, do just that, please. Trust Him. Obey Him. Again, we did hear the gospel. It is Sunday night, but it may well be there's someone here this evening that needs Christ as their Savior. Please don't hesitate. That question, where will you spend eternity? May be the most important question that any of us will ever answer. Do we know the Lord Jesus Christ? As we sing, please, please be honest with Him. Amen.
We walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey.
Amen. Well, make sure you greet our visitors on your way out this evening. So grateful for God's goodness to us today. Paula Scalera, his dear wife, are staying over in the mission house, and he's not feeling well this evening. They were planning to visit with us in the service tonight, but he is just not doing well. So please appreciate your prayers for him. Of course, Brother Mark Davison, as was reported, he going to the emergency room concerning that blood pressure. Pray for him. And also, Erlene Hasty is they're going to try again this Thursday to do the myelogram that they couldn't do last Thursday. So please pray that they can successfully accomplish that as well. Amen. Love y'all. So good to be in the house of the Lord with my brothers and sisters in Christ this evening. Let's close in prayer. Father, we are so very grateful. Grateful for your word. Grateful that we can have it sown to our hearts. Thankful, Father, for the challenge out of your word this evening. We appreciate Brother Rivas, dear Brother Joshua, as he translated for him, interpreted for him. Pray, Father, that you bless their work, bless their ministry, keep them safe as they travel. And, oh Lord, again, we pray for souls tonight. Lord, I pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ would have that liberty to work and deal with hearts far and wide, whether it be right here in Lake Worth and Fort Worth or in the Pueblo, the towns around Mexico City. Please, Lord, work and have your way. Save souls for your glory, for their eternal destinies. Thank you again, Lord. In Jesus' beautiful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother DJ.
Mansion over a hilltop.
I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow.
God richly bless you.